Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Hello, folks. We have been allowing our government to destroy not only our lives and our children's lives, but we are allowing an invasion at our southern border to impale us all with what is bad, while labeling all of us Americans as the bad ones. Folks, the government is the bad ones. The government is who is trying to destroy this nation. The government are the ones who are doing what they can to tear down our Constitution, to tear down our country, and make sure that there's no way to possible to save her. That is what the left is doing. Biden is doing everything he can to destroy this country. He is pushing for things that are totally out of bounds when it comes to keeping Americans safe. One of his only jobs, folks, is to keep Americans safe. Yet he is telling everybody that Americans are the ones that are bad. We are the ones who made an insurgency on January 6th that was so bad that it shook the foundations of our democracy. First off, we're not a democracy. And I don't care how many times the liberals and the conservatives and the politicians and the progressives all say we are a democracy. We are not. We were never formed as a democracy. We are formed as a constitutional republic. There is a big difference there, folks. And if you don't believe it, look it up. Look up the differences between a democracy and a republic. A democracy, folks, is nothing but mob rule. And that's what the Democrats want. They want a mob rule so that they can take over in our best interest, since the mob will never do what is right. And then they will tear down our Constitution. They've been doing it daily for the last 20, 30 years now. Before that, they were doing it, but not quite as often. But now they're doing it daily. We have laws in place to keep illegals out. But the Democrats have shoved them to the side and said, no, let them come in. They will vote for us when we can figure out a way to make them citizens. See where this is going, folks? Our nation is in trouble. Our nation is under attack. And not just by the invaders who are coming in over our southern border. That is bad enough. But we are under attack by the liberal leftists in this country who have decided on their own that Americans are not smart enough to keep this nation safe. They want to get rid of guns. They're talking about getting rid of assault weapons. That's an oxymoron, for one thing. Assault weapons do not exist. If you want to talk about assault weapons, every gun in the world is an assault weapon. What do you use it for? For killing things. You go out hunting for meat, you use a rifle. Or you can use a bow and arrow too. But the left thinks that they are the only ones who understand what a gun is. They think that if a gun happens to find its way into a school, even with nobody touching it, people are going to die. It's just like in Wasaga, Michigan, Wasaga, Michigan or whatever, where that person drove that SUV through that crowd of people all the media and all the media talked about was an SUV ran down people. No, the person driving the SUV made the SUV run down the people. Just like in Texas the other day. They're all saying the gun is what killed all these people. No, the maniac who was pulling the trigger of that gun is who killed those people. And then he turned the gun on himself. Then in Tulsa, Oklahoma. See where this is going? And I think half of these shootings that are going on now are put together by the left. Because they see an end to the problems that they see in our nation. They say they see the problems are guns. They want to get rid of guns. And they see now a way to do it. But they need these shootings to continue. Mark my words, folks, I think that the left is involved in all of this. I mean, they've been teaching our kids to not respect adults. They've been teaching our kids not to respect elders. They've been teaching our kids that even though they don't know what they're thinking and even though they don't know what they're doing, they can say, well, today I'm a girl. They are effectively castrating our boys and effectively neutering our girls and making it so that our girls and boys cannot grow up to be healthy men and women. The left wants them to be unhealthy men, women, well, not men because they want to get rid of men, but they want them to be unhealthy and sick individuals who may suddenly want to be a dog. Yes, folks, there was an article today about some man who paid $15,000 to become a dog. That's where this nation is being led right now. That's where this nation is going. And until we, the people, put a stop to this, it's going to get worse, I guarantee you.
But what we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to do.
Show me where it said the protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he can't.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
One of the people that I watch on Newsmax is Dr. Sebastian Gorka. He does a show on Sunday evening called The Gorka. Oh, now my mind went blank. The Gorka Reality Check. And if you haven't listened to him, you need to. He gave a prediction on his last show on Sunday. And he said things that I've thought about. He said things that I have constantly thought about. We have the left who is trying to take our guns away. They are a constitutional right. And the government, the Second Amendment says that the government cannot do this. But Biden and the left keep saying it's not an absolute. It is an absolute, folks. And the problem with it right now is that the people are not standing up and fighting for the rights that we have. And because of that, we're losing them. People need to go out, buy guns, go to a gun range, practice, go to a place where you can be taught how to use a gun safely. Have yourself trained. And then if you live in a state, like he said, like Gorka said, if you live in a state that has constitutional carry, carry your gun with you at all times. You never know. You could be the person that stops the next school shooting. You could be the person that stops the next shooting that happens anywhere. Or you could be the person that stops somebody who is trying to drive his vehicle through a crowd of people. Here is Dr. Gorka's prediction.
I have to address the events of Uvalde, what happened in Texas a few days ago. As soon as the carnage was announced, I went to social media, I went to Twitter, and I made a prediction, despite the fact that I don't like usually making predictions because nobody is kept to those. But I said it will be very likely that this young man turns out to be a troubled individual who had given signals off in the past that he was going to do something of this ilk. Sadly, those predictions were correct. This individual, 18 years old, a high school dropout who was working at a fast food burger joint, was known by his colleagues and others to be more than unusual. This is an individual who self-harmed himself, cut his face numerous times, and used Facebook, used social media to say that I'm about to kill my grandmother and I'm about to shoot up the school. That is the common link with so many of these tragedies that we've recently witnessed. It's not about politics, and it's not about the gun. If you look at Waukesha, that individual ran down more than 60 human beings, many of them grandmothers, and killed a young boy. It's not the inanimate object. It's the psyche of the individual involved, and the fact that they are truly evil. The real solution to these acts, well, there are two. The first is that we have to undo the devastating Supreme Court decision of 1975 called O'Connor versus Dodd, that decreed it was against the civil rights of Americans to institutionalize somebody with psychiatric problems for more than 72 hours. As a result of this asinine, insane policy, the streets of Los Angeles, Baltimore, Chicago, and even Washington, D.C. are full of people who should be in mental institutions. Likewise, when it comes to shooters such as Uvalde or Parkland, we have young men who have clearly a problem, who have psychological issues and who aren't dealt with. In the case of Parkland, more than 30 engagements with the authorities and nothing was done. Second solution, until that Supreme Court decision can be overturned, is for you to be the first line of defense. I don't care what you think about guns or how old you are, you need to take this seriously. Because eventually, as it was in Uvalde, when it was a Customs and Border Patrol tactical officer who killed that psychotic, it is good people with guns that stop evil people with guns. So whoever you are, wherever you live, go to the gun range, rent some weapons, start off with a 22 or a 38, graduate to a 9mm, get proficient, and then carry that weapon if you live in a state that has constitutional carry laws, or get a permit, get trained, and carry. Do what I do, because you could be the person that saves the next school, or whoever it is, the next shopping precinct, from that mass killer. Take it seriously, because you are on the front line.
And Dr. Gorka is right there. I have a phone call at 323 Gary Code. Hello, you there? You on the air?
Yeah, all right. Do you have any solutions?
Yeah. Teach yourself how to use guns. Take training. And carry if your state allows it. Just like Dr. Gorka said, we are the front line. The government's not allowing any of this to happen. So it's up to us.
So, okay, let's say there are already more guns in America than people. Let's say everybody's carrying. How is that going to help?
If the people who have guns are law-abiding people, it's going to help. Right now, we've got less guns per person in this nation than we had 50 years ago. Yet 50 years ago, we didn't have this problem.
Okay, so what's the answer?
Make sure try get everybody who can to learn how to use a gun. Be trained on them. Be proficient with them. And if you're in a state that's constitutional carry, which I am not, if it came down to me carrying a gun, I would have to be licensed. But there are states that are constitutional carry where people who have training with guns and who are law-abiding can carry.
Okay, so let me see. I just got here and you picked up rather quickly. Is the theme of your show about how to stop mass shootings or how to stop what's happening in America overall?
It can work both ways. Plus the fact we have to stop electing idiots into office who want to destroy this country.
True. So
right now,
the solution to both problems would be carrying guns. How am I carrying a gun?
The solution to the shootings would be to carry guns, but the solution to the people who we have in charge, like here in New Mexico, we have a woman as governor who has just absolutely just thought it was the greatest thing in the world that she passed a law in this state that makes abortion legal all the way up to the moment of birth. And she was just happy and giddy as hell about this. We need to get rid of people like this.
Well, what you're talking about is something, and probably whatever you're going to be talking about will be issues that I agree with, but they're not solutions. Solutions without a plan is like a person who's leaning up against the shovel praying to God. But if he doesn't put the elbow grease behind the shovel, the hole's not going to get dug.
That's very
so,
true.
The solution, yeah. So what you're talking about are worthwhile goals. That's why I was asking you, what if I'm carrying a gun, how's that going to help? Now, in mass shootings, that'll help because whoever comes in, first off, if he or she knows that there's a congregation, I'm not talking about a religious congregation, but a gathering of people in one place, 20, 30 people with guns, they may be crazy, but they're not stupid. They're not going to go there. So they'll go someplace where, you know, they can mow you down. Because they'll die. Unless they want to die, then fine. But when it comes to corruption, yes, I know what we need to do. We got to, and you're being kind when you call these assholes idiots. They're not idiots. They know what they're doing.
Well, okay. You know, and I agree with you there. I use the word idiot, and that's really not the right word because they're smart. They're very smart. They know what they're doing. And what they're doing is destroying the country, and that's exactly what they want.
Bingo. So you put it right on the head. It is exactly what they want. They're either being bribed or extorted to do that. They think somehow, and they may or may not be part of a Luciferian type of movement, but what they are people who believe that they're above the law. They probably are thinking they're going to get rewarded either with a transhumanist type of pot at the end of the rainbow or millions of dollars, just like McConnell and Pelosi. When you take a look at their careers, and they've been around for, you know, 20, 30 years or more, and they're worth $200, $300 million. And you have to ask yourself, why, how did these people become that rich? Corruption.
Corruption.
The international, you know, the international bankers, the Rothschilds in particular, Soros, he's in the news all the time. They're our so-called leaders. They're not my leaders, but, you know, they're representatives. They're being bribed. They're being blackmailed.
Mm-hmm.
And we should stop them. But see, we're a civilized bunch of people. How we stop... not corruption, but let's say the Mad Max type of result is to elect people who then do it for us. We elect the sheriffs. We elect the city councils. We elect the mayors. But they're the ones who are corrupt. So what can we do if they have the resources? See, that's my major question. You know?
One of the things that's happened, like here in Albuquerque, the city council this last week okayed $250,000 to be given to Planned Parenthood for the killing of babies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the people that I actually helped get elected to the city council, which put everything more even because it's always been liberal leftist in this city. And now we've got enough Republicans on that city council that if they do something, things can be going a little bit different. Well, one of the ladies that we got involved in this is pushing a bill to get rid of that funding to the Planned Parenthood and giving it to organizations that help children and people who are poor instead of giving it to Planned Parenthood to kill babies. And that's where it starts. It has to start with the local government. We can't start on the federal level because that's just too corrupt all over the place. But if we start at the local level and then start working out, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to work with the local level. I'm trying to get a constitutional person that I know I've gotten to know very well. His name is Luis Sanchez, and I've got an ad for him on my show. But he is running for the Senate. And if he runs for Senate, that he will be, I think, the first conservative Republican to be a senator out of New Mexico in like 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working also to help get another person who is running for position two of Supreme Court here in New Mexico. And he is a conservative, and he says his idea on it is that we need to be fair and impartial and follow the laws, not politics. And that's the kind of people we need to get into office.
Well, yeah, theoretically. I don't agree with people who believe that working at the local level helps. It helps a little bit. But the reason why I say that it doesn't help in the main is because Congress is the cancer. They're the ones who control everything. Because they're the ones who control the funding that goes to the states, which then trickles down to the cities. And then as Truman said, when he said that he never met a person who got elected to Congress or elected to office who, when they finished their term, was still an honest person. Also, people do not know how to vet or really select the candidates, regardless of, I'm a libertarian, but it doesn't matter. The people who are in the Constitutional Party, the Libertarian Party, the Green, nobody knows how to vet them, except maybe me. And the reason why I say that is because when I get in front of a candidate, and that's only via the phone, I ask the questions that other constituents do not ask, and I want them to put skin in the game. Like, for example, I will say to the candidate, okay, look, your resume is the same as everybody else's. You're great. You're either a doctor, a lawyer, or a politician in some way, or you've helped out people. Terrific. But I don't know that when you get into Congress or get to be a senator or get into the city council, if you're going to remain that way. But here's what I want you to do. When you get elected, will you be willing on the very first day, I was doing this to a gubernatorial candidate, the very first day, will you be assigning teams from your attorney general, for example, to investigate corruption?
Mm-hmm.
And if you come across fellow senators or fellow congressmen who will not help you, will you publicly expose them? And the reason why I ask those questions is because if they do get elected, if they don't do something in the first week, then we know that we elected a charlatan. We don't have to wait 4 years.
Yes.
So that's the way I grill, you know, because I don't know these people. I don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I've been doing is I've been working with several people here who are running for different offices here in New Mexico. In New Mexico, the problem that we have in this state is like two-thirds of the state from just below Albuquerque down is all conservative, but there's no population down there. All the population is in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, and that's all liberal. And so we've been working on trying to get more conservative people involved and, you know, into the government in Albuquerque. And once we can do that, then they can move up to the state. And once they get to the state, they can head federal. But until we have people that are conservative or constitutional following people in local levels who then go state, we won't have any state people who go federal that will do what we want them to.
Well, I understand your line of reasoning there, of course. The thing is that, in my opinion, we don't have time. Because I believe in 3 years, America's going to be Mad Max, almost literally.
I got that feeling, too. Because I think in 3 years, shows like this one won't be allowed anymore because we go against we go against the way that the liberal, the leftists want.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the governor in our state absolutely hates my guts. I've done
That's a badge of honor.
Yeah, I think I that's what I told her one time because I sent her 5 videos talking about the things that she has done wrong and the things that she continues to do wrong. And I got a message back, something about how they don't like what I'm saying. I said, well, that's good. It's a badge of honor.
There you go. That's right.
And I always talk to people if they have leftists or politicians come after them for what they're doing and they're trying to push something that's constitutional, then that's a badge of honor because you're getting to them.
That's right. If they're responding to you, and you probably consider yourself, you know, a nobody in the entire realm, and generally speaking, of politics, and you have somebody who's the governor who's responding, yeah, you're making a little bit of a dent there. You're the mosquito that's in the tent.
We had a person that was a senator for Bernalillo here in the city of Albuquerque, and he was probably one of the farthest left-wing people I have ever met. And him and I had an email war one time, and he was telling me he was a lawyer. He knew what he was talking about that I didn't. And I told him that him being a lawyer didn't mean a damn thing. And if he didn't know what the Constitution of New Mexico said, well, he has since become a Republican.
So, is that right? Okay.
I feel I'm actually making some progress here, even though, you know, we've got a lot of stuff that is like we've got the mayor of the city who constantly brings in homeless people and tells them, well, you can camp out in this empty lot beside these houses without even consulting the people who live beside there. And the people are starting to rise up. They're getting pissed.
Well, that's something they want, you see. I believe that they want the discord and the chaos to really erupt into not really a civil war against the military as much as they want, because you know that in a lot of cities now, they've raised the bar. And they said at one time there was $150. If you stole $150, that was a felony. Now you can steal $950, not a problem. You can get arrested, and you'll be out before the ink dries on the reports that the cops have to fill out. You can miss a bench warrant, not a problem. You don't have to pay cash bail, not a problem. What does that do? That absolutely increases crime. So they're doing this on purpose. They're doing this to bring down America. And if rise up, we might be facing the military, but if we do, we're going to lose. But what's going to happen? I predict that there will probably be a huge when the electricity goes out, there'll be a grid blackout.
Yeah, a grid
there'll
blackout.
Be huge blackout. Right. What's going to happen when there are blackouts that last a week? People will be out there in the streets shooting each other for food.
Oh,
the gangs
absolutely.
Will be out there shooting each other just for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
and that's one of the things that I've been watching is that the government actually is trying to disarm us because they want to come in and take us out, the ones who are not following them, and they want to be able to do it. But as long as we're armed, that kind of puts a little kink in their armor a little bit.
Mm. Yeah,
and on top of that, too, I grew up in Colorado, so, you know, my dad taught me how to survive out in the middle of nowhere if I needed to. You know, we've got mountains right to the east of town here, and I could go up into the mountains and survive up there, no problem. But so many people cannot.
Right. Especially those in the city. They'll be in between a rock and a hard place. So that's where the shooting will be, you know. And the gangs will take over. Then you'll have Hell's Angels, the Outlaws, Satan's, whatever the name of their gang is. And they'll all be vying for power in the streets. Who's going to be the warlord?
Yeah.
Now, we have
well,
to fight
it,
the
things start going that direction in this city. I'm heading to the mountains.
Yeah, you know, you better draw me a map because I'm going to have to find out how to survive in the mountains myself.
Yeah, because there's all kinds of things up there. you go on the other side of on the east side of Albuquerque, you've got a 10,000-foot mountain out there, and there's all kinds of wilderness out there, and there's deer all over the place. If you know how to hunt, you can survive.
Yeah, well, that would be good, because we need survivors. We need people who know how to prep and know how to survive out there in the wilderness.
Oh,
but
I'd
rather just get rid of it. Yeah, I don't want us to be on the defensive. I want us to take out the corrupt bastards. I want them to be arrested, prosecuted, convicted, and hung, because those who are, they're traitors. They're absolutely traitors, and traitors get the death penalty.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they used to, traitors used to be hung. And, I look at it that they should still be. You know, the heck with this humane execution stuff, hang them.
Well, that's humane enough. You know what? Some people get the electric chair, and sometimes the electric chair doesn't work. And it fries you for like 5 minutes before you die. I'm sure people would really want to be hung instead of going through something like that.
Yeah, well, you could put them in an electric chair and keep the electricity just low enough so it damages you, and just keep it on so it kills you, finally kills you. And, you got all these bleeding heart liberals who say, oh, that's cruel, but what about what they're doing to our kids? What about what they're doing to the people who are following the laws? What about all of that other stuff? You know, and that's all on them.
It's amazing. I've been in conversations with people, and I'll say to them, look, I know you're in favor of a gun-free zone. Now, let's say you have a community which is about maybe 500 people, 1,000 people, nice small community. All of them love gun control. Now, about 100 yards away, there's another community. Everybody there's got a gun. But I'm a member of either the mob, Hell's Angels, the Bloods, the Crips, or just a regular criminal with a gun. Now, who do you think I, as a criminal, am going to attack? You or them? And do you know they would say, well, it wouldn't be us. I'm going, right then and there, I end the argument. You know, and I'm going, oh, look, okay, if you really believe that, I can no longer have a discussion with you.
Yeah, I got some swamp land in Alaska. I'd love to sell you.
I'll build a house for you. You know, if it starts to sink, don't worry about it. It's part of a new program. Where you can enjoy quicksand as part of your new vacation spot. For God's sake.
Yeah, and when it goes down, it's only going down to protect you from the elements that are coming at you.
Absolutely. You know, it only costs you a few bucks more to have it sink. I wonder how many people would buy that vacation package. That would be something. That would be a test, I think.
There would probably be a few, though.
Yeah, there would. You know, I'd have to sign them up to see a few psychiatrists. My God, what this country is coming to is really incredible. They've done a tremendously good job of dumbing us down with the professors now that are in college teaching kids. Well, I don't know what a woman is. I don't know if there's such a thing as gender anymore. Okay, are you really that stupid? Well, I don't really know.
That's one of the things that was happening when they were grilling this black lady that they got onto the Supreme Court. You know, and the first thing they asked her, what is a woman? Well, she couldn't answer the question. I saw so many great memes that came out on my computer over that. That was just hilarious. You know, and there was a couple of them. One of them, the two people were standing in this downpour. It was just raining like crazy. And the lady says, is it raining? And the guy said, I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know.
That's right. I don't know. I'm not a biologist. I don't know what a woman is anymore. Yeah, okay. You're supposed to be in the Supreme Court? Well, good luck to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And they let her go through so much easier than they did, like, Kavanaugh. I mean, they put that man through hell, him and his family both. And then the left tried to say, we were so inhumane and horrible to this woman. She didn't get anything compared to what Kavanaugh did.
What they did to Kavanaugh with this Me Too movement, which is a reason why I'm glad that Johnny Depp won his case, because they did put a dent in that Me Too movement. I'm tired of men always being accused of doing something, and in particular, the ones who have been accused and are in the spotlight. Something which happened 20 years ago, which they groped the woman, maybe kissed her on the cheek, maybe pressed her body up against his, make some of the stuff uncalled for. But to call it, you know, almost the equivalent of rape, and to be worth somebody's career, to be swirling down the toilet as a result of that, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to believe all
and
the
it's
women.
Insane.
Uh-huh.
And it's totally insane. And then when it goes against them like that, they raise hell and say, oh, you can't do that. You know, it's like with when Ted Kennedy, when we start going after him about, you know, that lady who died in his car in 68, they were saying that was so many years ago, it doesn't matter anymore. But he was still in the Senate. Yes, it did matter.
Yeah. Every crime or proposed crime or supposed crime does matter. Every ounce of corruption matters because it spreads. And that's why I say, yes, it's good in a way, to win in local politics, win a seat on the city council, win a seat on the school board. But when you have to answer to the mayor or to the governor, who answers to Congress because, the states take money from the federal government. And, of course, we all know that the federal government, when they give you money, if they're not charging you interest, they're saying there's a strings attached. You have got to do what we want or you get no more funding. And that's how people become corrupt and how they walk over to the other side, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, the thing that the government doesn't seem to realize is that if we didn't pay taxes, they wouldn't have any money.
Not quite, because the Federal Reserve...
They could print money, but it wouldn't be worth anything. And if they use what's in the Federal Reserve, eventually it's going to disappear because they're not having any money coming in from taxes.
Well, they don't need to. They keep printing it up. The Federal Reserve keeps printing up the money that it makes, that it monetizes, puts on a balance sheet. So they don't really care about the taxes because... We've been hearing for years, well, you know, every American's in debt for $200,000. You know, our children, they're going to be paying it off. They're just going to reissue bonds and keep on with the Ponzi scheme. Just as long as the Federal Reserve exists, our country is in ruination. Eventually, we're going to – I don't even know if we'll ever go bankrupt because they'll just keep printing up the money. But we'll have hyperinflation, which is what's coming down the pike anyway. But in the meantime,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The Federal Reserve just making money hands over fist, and they're not even audited, not thoroughly anyway.
Yep. You know, that's one of the things that helped bring down Germany in World War II. That inflation that hit them was intense, and that's what's coming here. And that's what's coming here. If the people don't put a stop to it, it's coming.
And people will absorb it. People will just say, "Oh, well, okay, what can I do?" We're gonna get $10 a gallon pretty soon. We have baby formula shortages. We're going to have shortages in terms of meat. They're trying to make us eat bugs.
Yep,
that's coming down the pike. You know, all for climate change. More bullshit. It's crazy. In any case, I'm going to let you get back to your show. So I hope you enjoyed the rest of the weekend.
I appreciate you calling because this was great.
Yeah, it was fun. All right. So I'll see you again, I don't know, next show or another time in the future. In any case, be safe, okay?
Okay, you too, and God bless you.
Right. Take care of that.
You too.
We'll be right back.
We will be right back with more of NWCR's Truth Festival. Stay tuned. Conservatives are always fighting to find a place they can call home. And every time we find one, the leftists in this nation take that away. Well, we have a new home now, and all you have to do is go in and join. Bite Me in the Basement is that site where we can join in to get our voices heard by others who feel the same way as we do. Just join BiteMeInTheBasement.com and join us for a rousing discussion of American patriotism and become a member. Learn things that you can do to help America become great again, to stop the lawless things that are going on, so we never have to see another fraudulent election like the one that put America-hating Joe Biden into the White House, and now he shouldn't even be there. That's BiteMeInTheBasement.com, and join patriotic Americans for a vision for a future America.
With CNN, you get not just one, not two, but three great shows. The one I want to talk about today is Black by Color Only with Southwest Vincent Brown, based out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is Conservative Nation Media's second show of the week on Saturdays. Right now, Black by Color Only is on hiatus until September, as Vince needed some time off to spend with his family. And of course, family is important, no matter what the Democrats have to say about it. So starting again in September, Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown will be airing on Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We can't wait for Black by Color Only to restart on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
I got to get rid of that one. Black by Color Only will be on tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Eastern. And that show plays every week on Saturday. Okay, we are back. One of the things that has been going on in this nation that really has the leftists and the socialists in this nation thinking they really got us where they want us is that when COVID came and COVID hit, COVID was really no more dangerous than the regular flu. People die from the flu. People died from COVID. People who have pre-existing conditions had problems with COVID. People who didn't. Yet the whole nation was locked down over it, including churches. And where the problem came in on this one was that when the churches shut down, they were doing what the government wanted. Not what God wanted, but what the government wanted. I was lucky. The church that I belong to, Legacy here in Albuquerque, never shut down. Our church was fined, I think something like $15,000 for staying open. The governor fined us. And my pastor told her to go pound sand. He wasn't going to pay. There were several churches here in town that stayed open, and another one was also fined. They ended up paying because they didn't stand firm on what they were doing like Legacy did. And they paid the fine just to get it behind them. And they, several of the churches actually told my pastor to go ahead and pay it. Get it behind you. Don't worry about it. Just pay it and get it behind you. And my pastor said, no, I'm not wrong. I pay it and it'll let people know I was wrong. The governor finally got involved in it and talked to the pastor of my church and said, we got to get this taken care of. And my pastor says, fine, go ahead, take care of it. I'm not paying. Well, the fine was taken off of the church. And my pastor claimed victory over that one. The other church that was fined paid theirs because they didn't stand firm. And that is what is needed in this country. We have a nation with churches, and people keep bringing up this whole thing about separation of church and state. That's nowhere in the Constitution. It's not. Yet people use it and saying that the church has no right to be in politics. My pastor does probably, about every third week now. He used to do it every week, what he called the rant. And in that rant, he would go after our governor, especially our governor, for the things that she was doing to this state. We lost over 40% of the small businesses in this state when she closed us down for COVID. 40% of the small businesses in this state will never return because of her. And one of the few people that even talked about it was my pastor. And the left heard it. It's on Facebook. It's on YouTube. It's on, I think, Rumble also. You can catch every one of his rants, every one of his sermons on YouTube. They're still there, which kind of surprises me because I was knocked off of YouTube. After about 13 years of being on there, I said something that went completely against what the government was saying about COVID and masks. And I used a doctor who had been a doctor for 30 years with something that he put out talking about masks and how they didn't work. And it was in one of my daily updates, which I do Monday through Thursday. And I put it on, I used to put it on YouTube, can't anymore because I was knocked off of YouTube because of it. I got them on Rumble and BitChute and Bridian and also UGEtube now. This week I did one. I did it on Tuesday. Wednesday and Thursday I didn't do one. And I'm not exactly sure why. I had a lot of things to talk about, especially here in this state, about our stupid governor and what she is doing to this state and what she's doing to the babies. And being so gleeful about being able to kill them all the way up to the day of birth. She's pleased about making New Mexico the baby-killing capital of the United States. She is pleased about that. She's going to hell. Plain and simple. She's going to hell. But she doesn't think about that. She doesn't care. She sits in the roundhouse in Santa Fe, gets a great salary, and the people need to rise up. The people need to do something. The people need to stop this. Which is one of the reasons that there are several people running for governor now. On the conservative side. And I would support any of them over MLG. Because she is destroying this state. She's making this state into something that nobody wants to come to. She destroyed the oil industry, which was probably the biggest industry in this whole state. She shut it down. it's finally starting to come back a little bit. But during the time that Trump was president, gas here in Albuquerque you could get for $1.49 a gallon. Now it's $3.49. Or no, I take that back. Now it's $4.49. And going up almost every other day. A week and a half ago it was $3.18 or $4.18. Now it's $4.49. The only way that this is going to stop is if the people will rise up and stop it. We're the front line here, folks. We're the ones who are supposed to be in charge of the government. Yet we have allowed the government to be in charge of us. And as long as we keep them in charge of us, then we've got a problem. America is being systematically destroyed as the left constantly comes up with new words to describe what they think is happening. They got systemic racism. A couple of years ago, that word probably didn't even exist as a racist term. Now it's all over the place. We have kids shooting other kids. We have kids committing suicide because they're suddenly not men anymore. They're whatever they've become. And then they have this horrible outlook on life and they commit suicide over it. The left should be condemned for this. They're the ones who caused this. And then the right, too. A bunch in the right is following right along with this. The ones who follow along with this destruction of our kids should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law, starting with Biden and working on down. And the ones who are fighting for us, Jim Jordan, Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, the governor in Oklahoma, keep them around. But the ones like Newsom, Grisham, Whitmer, Cuomo, or the new one in New York, whatever the hell her name is, they all need to be gotten rid of. And then in our government, starting right at the top, Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Schumer, all of them need to go. Because what they are trying to do, folks, is destroy this nation. And we're allowing it. I will remain as long as you do to bring you the news of the day. We will be right back. As the technology of drones constantly grows and things get easier and easier to do, the cameras on the drones available are better too. So much so that mapping and surveying is now done with drones. That is the one area that Eye in the Sky Drone Services comes into play. You need your roof scanned out for work to be done up there? Call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. You need land photographed from the air? You need to call Eye in the Sky Drone Services. We can even do weddings from a perspective not seen anywhere but in the movies. All in 4K and full color, unless you wish to do your videos in sepia tone or even black and white. We can even go into the oil fields and take photos out there of oil rigs and pipelines, too. That is Eye in the Sky Drone Services out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Email us at eyeinthesky@gmail.com or call us at 505-317-8741. Give us a call because we can do it all, because the sky is the limit.
Conservative Nation Media is growing. And what better way to grow than to bring our own Uncle Bing Fisher back with his great show, American by Design. Uncle Bing Fisher brings his engineer's insight and his love of America back to CNM with American by Design, Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time on conservativenationmedia.com. So stay with Conservative Nation Media, working to get ourselves back to 7 days a week, where now we have the weekends filled, ending with one of the oldest shows on CNM, with Bing's mellow voice giving you the wisdom that America is craving today. That's American by Design on Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Please don't do anything you will never live to regret.
Angry blowback for the downing of Ukrainian passenger jet gathering momentum in Tehran.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. This is Kathy Henner's A Daily Roll Call, and we need more voices like Robert who aren't afraid of the wrath of the left, even when the truth is told and it doesn't fit their agenda. Now, with Biden in charge, this is more imperative than ever. From New Mexico and CNN's Freedom Studio comes the second hour of the show. And now, here again is Robert.
Back in the second hour of the show, legal experts say the indictment filed on Friday, which today, against former Trump White House official Peter Navarro, is nothing more than a political witch hunt, which most of them are these days, folks. If you're a conservative, a Republican, or someone who likes to follow the Constitution, the left will come after you. It's plain and simple anymore. Navarro was indicted on contempt charges after defying a subpoena from the Democrat-dominated House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 breach of the U.S. Capitol. Now, they're all saying that that is the worst thing that has ever happened to this nation. No, it's not. It's not even close. The only thing that was bad that happened that day was the killing of Ashley Babbitt, I guess. And I talked about her on my last show. She was shot through a barricade. A barricade that neither her nor the officer that shot her could have gotten through. But he pulled out his gun and fired her and hit her right in the head. And if you follow through with this officer that killed her, you'll see that he's got all kinds of problems everywhere. But they don't talk about that. They want to go after the conservatives. Under the subpoena, which was issued in February, Navarro was instructed to provide a deposition and documents to the committee. Because he refused, Navarro faces two counts. Each of the charges carries potential penalties between 30 days and a year in jail and a fine of up to $100,000, according to the Department of Justice. Now, here's the thing. If Navarro had been a Democrat, none of this would be going on now. None of this. I guarantee you none of this would have been happening. But he is the second Trump advisor to be charged with contempt of Congress for refusing to cooperate with the January 6th committee. The January 6th committee, folks, is a farce. It is nothing more than a farce to push the agenda that the left has on us. And Navarro did nothing more than a Democrat would do. And if a Democrat did the same thing, he'd get away with it. But Navarro has claimed executive privilege, which the House panel has rejected. Of course the House panel rejected it. They're Democrat. He's not. But they rejected it, claiming its questions don't violate any areas of privilege. Yes, they do. Because their questions have nothing to do with the truth. Plain and simple. They just want to get anyone that was involved with Trump. They wanted to get Trump. They impeached him twice on made-up shit that we all know now was made up. But is anybody on the left who pushed all of this in jail? Nope. None of them are. Hillary Clinton should be in jail. She's not. The judge that was just let go this last week because the Supreme or the, because the court that he was in wouldn't do its job, they said there was nothing he did that was wrong. Everything he did was wrong. But Navarro was serving as an official advisor to the president at the time, which was Trump, of course, of the January 6th breach. And that's all it was, just a breach. That's in direct contrast with Steve Bannon, who, like Navarro, has been charged but was an outside advisor to Trump and not an official member of his administration at the time of the breach. The House has also voted to hold former Trump aide Dan Scavino and former chief of staff Mark Meadows in contempt, but the DOIJ is what it should be called. It's not the Department of Justice anymore. It's the Department of Injustice. But the DOJ has not prosecuted either of them to date. But it's coming. If they don't get what they want out of Navarro, they will go after the rest of them. John Tolley, a New York-based attorney and former prosecutor, called the indictment against Navarro, quote, interesting because it does bring up some major constitutional issues, unquote. While rare, it is not unprecedented for the House to vote to hold high-profile figures in contempt of Congress. But let me tell you something. It is rare for the House to vote to hold high-profile figures in contempt of Congress if they're on the Democrat side. That's very rare. Doesn't happen. The Republican-controlled House opted to hold Obama administration Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt, which they should have, during an investigation into a gun-running operation. However, a federal judge declined to place him behind bars for failing to hand over documents. Of course he did, because he's a Democrat. But if a Republican had done what Eric Holder did, he'd be in prison. Plain and simple, we have a double standard here in this nation, and it goes against conservative, constitutional following people. If you follow the Democrats in destroying this Constitution, they're all for you. Former Obama-era IRS official Lois Lerner was also able to escape facing criminal contempt charges from the Justice Department despite being held in contempt. She was a Democrat. Navarro, on the other hand, isn't. And he'll probably have the book thrown at him. In 2008, the House Oversight Committee sent a criminal referral over to the Justice Department, raising concerns that baseball star Roger Clemens lied under oath about the use of performance-enhancing drugs. Clemens was tried and acquitted. Tolley said Navarro's prosecution is uncommon, especially when comparing it to similar instances like those of Holder and Lerner. And Tolley said, quote, he should have been held in contempt as opposed to criminally prosecuted. But like I said, he's a Republican. He was under Trump. So therefore, they won't do what they did with Holder and Lerner. Michael Abramson, a practicing attorney, host of Advancing the Agenda podcast and Newsmax Insider, said the DOIJ, I'm going to call it DOIJ anymore because they're the Department of Injustice. He said the DOIJ needs to handle referrals from Congress consistently. They don't. He said, if it is a Bush DOJ, you want them to be acting the same way as a Biden DOJ would act, so the principles of law are consistently applied. You want consistency. The law exists to protect people. Policies and procedures have to be followed for people to be treated fairly, and they're not. When these policies and procedures are not followed, you come into a situation where the rights of the individuals may be attacked, unquote. Jessalino Calares, a law and political science professor at Case Western Reserve University, said it, quote, definitely seems like we have come to a point where we have a two-tier justice system of selected enforcement, unquote, where the FBI acts on indictments against Republicans when Democrats are in control of the House, but not at all when Republicans are in control of the House. He said, we can't be a nation of laws at the same time a nation where the laws are only enforced against one group of people. That's not conducive to building the public trust in our institutions, unquote. While holding public figures in contempt is not uncommon, the DOIJ doesn't typically prosecute a person claiming executive privilege, like Navarro did. Navarro has previously argued that he should be protected because he was serving in an official presidential capacity, noting that Clemens was eventually exonerated by a Washington, D.C. jury, despite facing a bipartisan criminal referral. Navarro pointed out the difference between himself and the MLB star pitcher. Navarro said, I'm not as good as a baseball pitcher as Roger Clemens, but he never served in the White House. The idea of stripping President Trump of executive privilege is fanciful and absurd, unquote. The FBI arrested Navarro this morning. During his first court appearance later this afternoon, Navarro said that he was on his way to Nashville, Tennessee for a television appearance Friday morning, and that an FBI team let him get to the airport and try to board a plane before putting him in handcuffs. He said he was then put in a jail cell. Abramson said the manner of Navarro's arrest also raises concerns. There are clearly less obstructive manners of arresting somebody, he said. Navarro also told Magistrate Judge Zia Farquhi that he filed a lawsuit against the House of Representatives and the January 6th committee. On Tuesday, Navarro filed suit against Congress, claiming the House Select Committee was unlawful, so the subpoena it issued to him in February is unenforceable under law. This is something that needs to get to the Supreme Court, he told the judge on Friday. Department of Justice appears to have colluded with the White House and Congress. Tolley said if he were representing Navarro, he would have instructed him to appear for the requested testimony, but not answer certain questions if they would have violated executive privilege. This potentially could have saved him from being indicted on the count for failure to appear, he said. On the other count of failing to provide documents, he said Navarro should have provided a privilege log that would outline the documents in his possession, but claim they were privileged and could not turn them over. That's what the Democrats did. During this whole thing with the Russian collusion bullshit, they kept saying, if you remember right, Adam Schiff kept saying, he broke the law. We have documents that show this, but he would never show them. He would never show them because they didn't exist. But for 2 years, he held the nation hostage over what was going on. He should be thrown in prison for this. Along with Nancy Pelosi, along with Chuck Schumer and Maxine Waters in California, and Gavin Newsom, and Whitmer, and Cuomo, all of them. And Biden for allowing the things to happen in this nation after he became president. And the Democrats for allowing BLM and Antifa for doing the things that they did in the summer of 2020 when they were destroying cities like Minneapolis and Portland and other cities all over this nation, Seattle. Everybody who allowed that should be in prison right now instead of going after people who are trying to follow the laws. And that's where our nation is going to hell in a handbasket. As like my caller earlier said, I don't think we've got many more years left. If the people don't rise up and start fighting for America, we don't have long left. We're losing freedoms at a rate that has never been seen before. And we're allowing it. And if this kind of thing continues, shows like this one will have to go underground because we will not be allowed to be on the air. Even if it's on the internet. Even if only about 20 to 50 people hear this show. We will not be allowed to be on the air anymore because we're allowing all of our freedoms to be taken away. There are countries out there now that are one hell of a lot more free than we are. And we're supposed to be the land of the free. We've always been the land of the free because of the brave, but now the brave are being turned over and prosecuted on charges that we didn't even do. But it's being allowed. It's being allowed. And why we're allowing it, why we're letting it be allowed, I have no idea. And one of the latest articles that I found was there's a panel likely to order West Point to pull the portrait of Confederate General Robert E. Lee. Why are we allowing this stuff? Every country in the world that has forgotten its past is doomed to repeat it and has. They're pulling our past out from us and we're allowing it. With exception of a few who are fighting for it. And I talked about one lady who was doing it, who was a black lady who stood in front of a Civil War general that they were trying to take down, and she stood in front of them and to keep them from doing it. She said she didn't agree with the policies of this man because he was a Confederate. But, and she said it perfectly, we forget our past and we're doomed to repeat it. And we're pulling all of these statues down from our past, including Christopher Columbus and Abraham Lincoln. When our past is gone, we're going to repeat what happened. We're already going backwards in time. When Reagan was president, the racism that we have today didn't exist. When Bush was president, the racism we have today didn't exist. It only came to be when Trump became, well, actually, when Obama became president. His idea was to bring America together, but he pushed us apart. Trump tried to bring us back together, but the Democrats worked against him and pushed us apart. Then Biden got cheated into office. And we are being allowed right now to be pushed down the toilet. Because what is happening now, folks, is this nation is being torn apart from within. And it's like Lenin once said, America is too strong to take out from without, but it can be destroyed from within. Well, that's what the left is doing. And they're doing a bang-up job of it, too. This nation is being destroyed. And every second that we don't do anything about it, another pillar of our freedom is gone. And once our freedoms are gone, the only way to get them back is with complete revolutionary war. And the government knows this, which is why they're trying to take our guns away. They don't want us to be able to fight against them. And the people who have the AR-15s and the weapons that we have now, they're in the crosshairs of the Democrats. They want to take them all out. Here in New Mexico, it's not that easy to own a gun, but I'm going to try and get one, at least one, because that is going to be the only way that Americans are going to be able to stop this tyrannical government. And tyrannical is exactly the right word for this. Our government's not in it for us. They're in it for themselves. They don't care for us. They only care for themselves. Plain and simple. They only care for themselves. And as long as the people don't rise up and stop it, this nation's going to go down. All we have to do is just look at that southern border right now. New Mexico sits on the southern border. Texas is trying to stop them. They're building the wall. Arizona is trying to stop them, and I've heard they're going to try to build the wall. New Mexico is liberal. They're going to let them ride on in here. And the people have got to stop it. We've got to stop voting in these morons and these idiots who know what the hell they're doing. And I call them morons and idiots for a reason, that they're trying to destroy this country. New Mexico, in the time that it's been a state, has only had one Republican in the Senate. And that was pretty close to the time that the state became a state. Since then, they've all been Democrats. I've got an ad coming up for Louis Sanchez. I voted for him. I want him in the Senate. He will become the first Republican senator from New Mexico if he wins. since, I think, 1908, 1912, something like that. It's been a long damn time, folks. And this state keeps going downhill all the time, yet nobody will vote in the right people. It's like I told the guy who called me earlier, I am involved in this, trying to get Jay Block or, now I can't even think of the other guy's name, but he's been on national television. He knows what he is doing. Both of these men would make damn sight better governor than MLG is. Both of them want to build the Southern Wall. Both of them want to stop the illegals from coming into this state. And if one of them wins and that is stopped, then the whole southern border is secured again, except for California, of course. They'd have to come in through that little strip in California. And there's conservatives down there, too. I have a friend down there who's does a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. He is also a constitutional expert. He wrote a book called The Promise, A Promise of American Liberty by Douglas V. Gibbs. If you can get this thing, it is an awesome book. He also wrote another one called Creator. That is another book that you should get. Read them both. The back of this one, it says, informed Americans are active Americans. In our modern world of political division and radical extremism, the message of liberty has been swept under the rug and is actually being hidden by an orchestrated effort of a political force that stands intensely against American liberty and the principles of the U.S. Constitution. A Promise of American Liberty thematically tackles American politics, government, political science, our Judeo-Christian foundation as a country, and the constitutionalism in a comprehensive way so as to properly equip every American with the knowledge necessary to keep the republic. Americans by the millions have been left uninformed. We have been dumbed down, as my caller at the beginning of the show said, and often misinformed, which is part of the dumbing down, about what the American system of liberty is truly all about. They have waited a long time for a book like this, and finally it is here, written in a sensical, comprehensive manner by America's constitutional authority, Douglas V. Gibbs. And he is in the process now of planning a trip that will take him through Albuquerque, and hopefully I can get him to be able to speak at Legacy Church. He has been talking with the people there. I haven't heard anything yet, but I hope that he is able to be able to do that, because we need to start listening to what the scholars are telling us, not the liberal scholars, not the ones who are teaching in our colleges, because they don't know. They don't care to know. All they care to know is that America is being destroyed from within and that they are helping. We have to start fighting back, folks, before we lose this country completely.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
If you have a show that you are looking to get on the air on a network, CNM is looking for you. Give us a call at 505-317-8741 or email us at conservativenationmedia, all one word, 2017@gmail.com. Send us a short MP3 giving us a sample of what you would sound like, the day you want to be on, and the time you want to air your show, and we will do the rest. CNM is a talk radio network with a conservative bent, and we love America, her constitution, her laws, and we support our boys in blue and our military too. Come join us and get yourself on the air. The days we have available for new shows is Monday through Thursday, where we have no shows, and we can accommodate one show more on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Give us a call and see if we can get your show on the air on CNM, and see what happens then, where America always wins. We here at NWCR is brought to you by New Mexico's candidate for the Senate, Louis Sanchez. It seems we in New Mexico have relegated ourselves to always being last, and we will continue to be last unless we get rid of our governor and the senators that follow her. Thankfully, we have one that is running that will make a great senator for this state. Louis Sanchez is that man. He is a Republican and is running because he is tired of New Mexico always being last in all the good categories. He is tired of this state being run into the ground by the liberals and the leftists who do not want to make our state a good place to live in again. They want to keep the oil industry dried up. None of us seem to realize anymore that oil was one of the biggest industries in New Mexico until MLG took over and her minions in the Senate worked to destroy our economy. It is time for a change. A vote for Louis Sanchez for Senate will help bring New Mexico back from the brink that the leftists have had us on for over a century. Vote for Louis Sanchez for all of us in New Mexico. Okay, we are back for the final segment of the show. Florida Supreme Court upholds DeSantis' congressional map, which is something that will have the liberal left in this country fuming. And this one's from Conservative Journal Review, and it was dated yesterday, I think today's the... Nope, it was dated today. I'm sorry. Democrats were dealt another massive blow this week on the congressional front. They have been trying to fight the congressional map in Florida drawn by Governor DeSantis. This week, the Florida Supreme Court refused to block the map, but all but ensuring Republicans take back of the advantage that they had before the Democrats gerrymandered seats in the last round. And that is what we got to do here in New Mexico, too, because the Democrats gerrymandered the state so that Republicans lost seats, but the Democrats gained them. And the Democrats don't like it when it goes against them. But the article goes on to say, sorry, Nancy, Democrats want these maps to be drawn by color instead of voter representation. This argument has fallen apart at almost every level and in almost every state, hasn't here. But now we can add Florida to that list. The ruling stated, quote, here petitioners, the plaintiffs, ask this court to intervene in the First District Court of Appeals ongoing consideration of an appeal of an order imposing a temporary injunction, unquote. The plaintiffs in the case, among others, include Black Lives Matter, Equal Ground Educational Fund, and neither one of them do what they say. For Black Lives Matter, Black Lives don't matter. And they prove it with everything they do. Equal Ground Education Fund doesn't want equal ground. They want the liberal policies pushed and the conservative ones gotten rid of. The vote to uphold the map came down at 4-1 with Florida Justice Jorge Labarga being the sole dissenter. In his dissenting opinion, he wrote, quote, given this court's history of considering congressional redistricting cases, I cannot forecast that we will lack jurisdiction to review the district court's merits decision, At stake here is the mandate of 62.9% of Florida voters who voted in 2010 for one of what are commonly known as Fair Districts Amendments to the Florida Constitution. By any measure of the comparison, 62.9% of the vote is an overwhelming margin, unquote. If the map holds, which I hope it does, Republicans are likely to pick up an additional 4 seats in Florida, which continues to grow the expected majority in 2022 and 2024. Every state now has a legal map in place, but there is ongoing litigation in nearly a dozen states. Regardless what at one point looked like Democrats would be stealing upwards of a dozen state seats, the entire scenario has flipped to Republicans holding a distinct advantage in the redrawn congressional maps. This all falls on Democrats for being far too greedy. And that's where we got to look at this. Democrats are far too greedy, and they're greedy in everything they do. Had they drawn reasonable maps, they would have been accepted. But as usual, Democrats went for it all and lost. And they continue to do so. They don't care. They don't care about anything. Another thing has come out about the Uvalde school shooting, where it says reports are breaking as to the reason the outside door of Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas was not locked. State police now believe a teacher wedged open the door, then removed the wedge during the active shooter alert. However, the door did not lock properly after it was closed, allowing the shooter to get in. But why was it open in the first place? It shouldn't have been. The teacher was reportedly bringing food into the school from her car at the time of the attack was taking place. Rather than have someone at the door to let her in, she chose to wedge a rock in the doorway to hold the door open. When someone yelled, "He has a gun," she ran back inside, removing the wedge, but the door never locked behind her. Travis Considine, Chief Communications Officer for the Texas Department of Public Safety, stated, "We did verify she closed the door. The door did not lock. We know that much, and now investigators are looking into why it didn't lock." Well, how about this? Mechanical stuff fails. If you have something that's mechanical, usually it's replaced every so many years. How about these doors? How about the locks on these doors? Shouldn't they be replaced every once in a while too? But the article goes on to say again, however, why was the door wedged open? Why didn't someone stand by the door and hold the door open for her while she was bringing the food in? This is yet another breakdown of a simple procedure that cost those children their lives. Plain and simple, folks. That is it. And in the responses that came with this, JD says these shootings are orchestrated by the left to foment hysteria. And that's what I was saying earlier. Politicians are exploiting the lack of constitutional understanding. This is why people must be informed voters. Read and understand the Constitution. It's just a little bitty thing. We read 100 times more in a novel. It goes on to say, read and understand the Constitution. Be cognizant of what you are voting for. What we are seeing is the truth spoken of, yet dismissed as conspiracy theories. Rhoda Carpenter says, agree. It's time to get our country under control. We don't want dictators. We want free, safe, and we want a free and safe and healthy country. Amen to that. But as long as we have people who will not stand up for the truth, as long as we have churches that will not stay open when the government tells them, oh, you must close. What are churches doing anyway? Are they being controlled by God or by the governments? Sad to say, most are being controlled by the government. Another person said, agree, and I bet the chief of school district has something to do with it as well. He sure got promoted fast to city council. Another one says, update the school, or in this case, raise the school, begin anew. Absolutely. We are losing our country, folks. And people like Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they're all in the process of destroying our nation. The People's House in Washington, D.C. is no longer the People's House. The Democrats have completely walled it in. They got a wall around the White House, but they won't put a wall at our southern border. Why? Because they want them to be safe in the White House, but they don't want the people safe. They want to take the people out. They want to make sure that the people are unable to defend themselves. That's a plain and simple reason for the government trying to take your guns away. That is the reason for the government trying to take your guns away. They don't want us to be able to defend ourselves when they come to get us. And they are coming to get us. Sooner or later, they will come to get us. And if we allow them to take our guns away, that sooner or later will be sooner. Once they have us undefended, once they have us unable to defend ourselves against them, they will come. And if Biden is still president when that happens, he will lead the charge and say stupid things like, heaven help us. He cares nothing for God. He cares nothing for heaven. Except for the fact that he wants God to do what he wants to do. That's not how it works, Biden. That is not how it works. Joe Biden made several claims on Thursday night that were just flat out wrong. I won't take up too much of your time on this one, but they need to be addressed. These are the three most glaring. Fact check fail. Expanding background checks. The big issue here is that Democrats want to expand background checks to private sales of guns, implying that most mass shooters are obtaining weapons via private transfer. The majority of mass shooters have either acquired their guns legally, had an illegal weapon, or took them from another family member, so Biden is just wrong. He said nothing was done after Parkland shooting. Completely and utterly false. Republicans passed red flag laws after Parkland and school safety measures were implemented. These would be the same safety measures not adhered to in Uvalde. After Parkland, UPI reported in Florida, Governor Rick Scott signed into law $400 million of legislative reforms for school security, mental health, and gun control. Government don't like that because we're not supposed to say anything about mental health. The legislation bans the use of bump stocks, devices that allow the rapid firing of certain firearms, increases the minimum fire purchasing range from 18 to 21 and institutes a 3-day waiting period on all firearms purchases. Mass shootings tripled under assault weapons ban after assault weapons ban ended. This is another one. This is something that Biden regularly claims and regularly comes under serious scrutiny. This was fact-checked by the Washington Post, which reported, quote, Biden claimed that mass shooting deaths tripled after the law expired. He appears to be relying on a study of mass shooting data from 1981 to 2017, published in 2019 in the Journal of Trauma and Acute Care Surgery by a team led by Charles DiMaggio, a professor of surgery at New York University's Langone Medical Center. That group found that an assault weapons ban would have prevented 314 out of 448, or 70% of mass shooting deaths, during the years when the ban was not in effect. But the data used in that study has come under attack by some analysts. It continued, the new mass shooting database shows that there are 31 mass shootings in the decade before 1994, before the 1994 law, 31 in the 10 years the law was enforced, September 13, 1994 to September 12 of 2004, and 47 in the 10 years after it expired. As noted, some of that increase stems from population growth. The Post gave the claim three Pinocchios. While the Democrats now pushing for banning assault weapons, which, like I said before, is an asinine term, it doesn't exist. The Post has recently revised the conclusion to state, the body of research now increasingly suggests the 1994 law was effective in reducing mass shooting deaths, unquote. This is speculative at best and based on a single study using questionable methods. The ban may have lowered mass shootings overall, but it surely was not triple. And you can read the full fact check on each report by clicking the title of each section in this article, and it will take you over to Breitbart. And Breitbart is another one that I like reading from a lot, because Breitbart actually tells the truth. Whereas the media does not. It does not. The media would rather lie about everything. They would rather lie about everything. I don't think the media actually knows what the truth is anymore, which makes shows like this one and shows like Black by Color Only and shows like American by Design, shows like Political Pistachio out of California with my good friend Douglas B. Gibbs, makes all of these shows more important. We need to hear what is being said. Why? Because our government is working to destroy the American people. That's essentially it. They want to make sure we cannot defend ourselves. Easiest solution to that, take away all our guns. They don't stop to think that once they make new laws, law-abiding citizens will follow those laws, no matter how stupid or insane they are. If they become a law, law-abiding citizens will follow them. If that law says to get rid of your guns, law-abiding citizens will. But no amount of laws are going to stop criminals, because they will not follow laws, period. That'll just leave the American people defenseless to defend themselves against a tyrannical government or against people who are out to kill them by breaking into their house and shooting them and stealing from them. One of the things that I found on Breitbart is from Hawaii, where a report talks about a Hawaii man who ignores requests to surrender his license plate that says FKBLM. I wish I'd have thought about something like this myself. That would have been an awesome license plate to have. But living here in New Mexico, I'd have probably gotten in trouble for that too. But it says a Hawaii man is still driving around with a custom license plate that reads FCKBLM. After repeatedly being ordered by the state's Department of Customer Service, or CDS, to forfeit it, according to a report, KITV anchor Tom George tweeted that the FCKBLM means F, Black Lives Matter, which essentially it does. Everybody talks about how Black Lives Matter. Sure they do, but so does every other race. To make this correct, it should say all lives matter. But that's not allowed. That's not allowed. You say all lives matter and you're a racist. The only way to not be called a racist is to say Black Lives Matter. Well, I'm sorry, they don't. Well, they do. But we shouldn't be putting paintings and murals in the street saying Black Lives Matter. We should be putting murals in the street saying all lives matter. Then we need to start getting rid of these defund the police movements around this nation. And they're actually starting to go away by themselves because they're finding out that once they started pushing to defund the police, crime rose. But this guy who had this license plate, it goes on to say, and the saga surrounding the plate dates back to last summer when it began drawing attention on the Oahu roadways, KITV reported. The license plate was first spotted in August of 2021, and the city and county of Hawaii told us that the vanity license plate was an ill-advised oversight, as many requests with the letter FCK or FKN are automatically rejected, the outlet wrote. CBS said it sent three notices to the man recalling the tags, but that he has yet to fork it over. I wouldn't either. Because what is said on that license plate is the absolute truth. Black Lives Matter as an organization is nothing more than a terrorist organization that has killed many people. Up to and including the point where if you try to say all lives matter, you're now a racist because you don't believe Black Lives Matter. Doesn't all lives matter include Black Lives, folks? We need to stop being stupid. The people who are running this country into the ground are not stupid. We need to stop being stupid because we are the ones who are being stupid because we're allowing these people to destroy this nation while we sit back and say, we love this country, but we won't do anything to save her. And I absolutely love that license plate. Something I would like to do here in Albuquerque. Except you'd put FCKMLG. Oh, that would probably raise all kinds of hackles in this state. Being as a MLG is supposedly our governor. And nobody can talk ill of her, even though she has destroyed this state. She has sent this state down the tubes, destroyed the biggest industry in this state, destroyed over 40% of the small businesses, and yet she feels like she did everything right. She now has abortion legal in this state up to the day of birth. The baby could be coming out, and if the mother says, I don't want it, doctor can kill it. right then and there. That is murder. And this should be put on the head of MLG here in New Mexico. I am glad that I've had several people who have listened tonight already. Most of my listeners happen after. And I see Sarge was here. Sorry, Sarge. I was on another page and didn't see that you were here. But and you said in the chat room, oh, but Democrats do care. They care about power for power's sake and arbitrary, capricious, and totalitarian control over the course of your life. Absolutely. And that is what we need to stop. We have to stop this, folks, or this is going to continue to get worse. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse until finally the people wake up and say, now, wait a minute, where did we go wrong here? Shows like this one, shows like Vincent Tomorrow have been saying this for years, have been telling us what's going wrong for years. Yet no one seems to listen. No one seems to care, except for a small number of us who care and then get lambasted by the powers that be as racist individuals who do not know what we are talking about and who are talking the destruction of this nation, of this democracy. We're not a democracy, folks. Really upsets me when I hear even conservatives saying it is a democracy. No, we are a constitutional republic, but we are losing that very quickly. I'm glad to see the Sarge was here. One of these nights you got to call in. And I know you may have, but I don't know because I wasn't on this page. But I'm glad that you were here. And tomorrow night we'll have Black by Color Only with Vincent Brown. And I know I will be there unless my wife takes me out somewhere. But I wish to say is God bless America. God bless our troops. And God bless the men in blue. They need to be allowed to do their jobs. And put the Border Patrol back where they're supposed to be and start letting them stop what's coming into this nation because this nation's being destroyed, plain and simple. God bless you all, and I will see you next week. Have a good night. God bless you all.